With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Everybody, my name is Melvin Williams, and today's show is The Tribulation Psoriasis. Just want to let everybody know that you're listening to the Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, and This is Healing with Dr. Daniels. Please visit vitalitycapsules.com/find out to find out your risks for murder by medicine. Yes, you can also call in at 914-338-0695. Again, that number is 914-338-0695 if you have any questions. First, I want to recap the theme of this radio show, which is the competent practice of medicine according to the standard of care is the leading cause of death in America. Healing with Dr. Daniels is the place where you can get honest answers that can save your life. This is the place to get healing news you can use without any technical mumbo jumbo. Again, guests, you can call in 914-338-0695. First, Dr. Daniels, can you give a review of the information on deaths due to medical care and look out how deaths from the lack of medical access to health, medical access to health care compares to deaths from having access to medical care?
Yes, Melvin, that's a really important thing to take a look at. A lot of people say, well, you know, but if I don't go to the doctor, then I could die. I could die of my condition. Oh, my God, it's an emergency. And just all this incredible emotional stuff that surrounds whether or not to have a medical encounter. And it turns out that if you have no access to medical care and you have what you believe to be a life-threatening situation, or even what a doctor would tell you is a life-threatening situation, then your chances of dying in any particular year are 1 in 1,000. So people who are uninsured, no access to medical care, die at a rate of 1 in 1,000, or 45,000 deaths per year in a population of 45 million people. On the other hand, if you look at people who have access to medical care and experience complications, that's 2.8 people per 1,000 die because they had access to medical care. So literally, having access to medical care is 3 times more deadly than not having access to medical care. And that's really an underestimate. It may actually be a lot higher than that. You can next episode, I'm going to do some more calculations with more data, and we may have an update on the different percentages.
Thank you very much. And for those who have just joined us again, you're listening to the Blake Radio, Rainbow Show, Victims Healing with Dr. Daniels. Please visit vitalitycapsules.com/find out to find out your risk from murder by medicine. And today's show, again, is the tribulations of psoriasis. Now that we know this, is that enough to protect us, Dr. Daniels?
You know, you would think that knowing that a particular course of action is three times more deadly would be enough to keep you from doing it. But it turns out that it absolutely is not the case. Because humans are such social beings, there's a social pressure to have a medical encounter. The first step, of course, is having the knowledge, knowing that seeing a doctor can kill you. And if that's all you have, is that you just know the doctor is likely to kill you, or more likely to kill you than to help you, then you have the social pressure, the negative pressure of people calling you paranoid, excessively suspicious, a loved one, a relative, tossing you in the car and driving you to the doctors because they really care about you. And so because of the intense marketing, taking someone to the doctor, which may just be their executioner, has been equated with an expression of love and affection. So just knowing is not enough. Next level of awareness is that you know the doctor is killing you, but you also know that the doctor knows what he's doing. Because if you have this knowledge, if you know the doctor's killing you, but then if you also know that he knows he's killing you, then what you become is a willing victim. And many people, at this level of awareness, it would be enough for them to abstain from medical encounters because they would feel too humiliated or embarrassed to submit to that. Or their view of themselves doesn't allow them to be a willing victim. But many people, are into self-sacrifice. And the next issue is maybe you know medical care is deadly. Maybe you know that the doctor knows he's murdering you. But does your best friend know? And so if you also know that all of your friends know the doctor is killing you, then that's a huge issue because now if you go to the doctor and experience a complication, as most people do, then you know you're not going to have the sympathy of your friends. And that is an extra level of protection or extra level of help in terms of helping people to use the knowledge they have, which is that the doctor is murdering them. Now, the next level of understanding is that you know the doctor's killing you. The doctor knows he's killing you. Your friends know the doctor's killing you. But once you know that your friends know, then you have the embarrassment. Then you have the humiliation. Then you have the feeling of being stupid, feeling foolish. And there is a level where most people, if they're at that level, they can easily refuse medical care. And so I guess that the next step then is to, once you have this knowledge, is to surround yourself with other people who have this knowledge and also to share this knowledge with your relatives, or realize that you're going to refuse to participate in your own murder, even if it means that your friends and relatives may be unhappy with you for a temporary period of time. And so, of course, the next level of awareness is what many people call a conspiracy theory, which is having the knowledge that the hospitals, the insurance companies, and pharmaceutical companies know these therapies are killing you, know that they're deadly, and literally plan throughout the year what they're going to do to help you consume as much of this deadly care as possible. Now, that's pretty far reach for most people, especially if you're not a medical person. But if you're in the medical industry, especially if you're a doctor, you know that the pharmaceutical companies meet with the hospitals all year long, all the time, and they constantly negotiate which drugs will and will not be used at that particular hospital. And patient safety is not the top of the list in discussing these drugs. What's at the top of the list is, okay, which drugs are going to be financially beneficial for the hospital and financially beneficial for the drug company. And also, if you're in the medical industry, you know that the insurance companies and the hospitals meet throughout the year in negotiations. The insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies meet throughout the year in negotiations. To, again, the matters they discuss are financial and administrative, but they boil down and they're expressed in policies, policies that determine what kind of care a person will and will not get. And so these policies made with finances in mind actually are played out in real life and reflect the care you receive when you get to the hospital. And there was a transition in insurance, health insurance, that occurred in the 80s and early 90s, and this is a very dangerous transition. In the old days, the insurance company paid claims, and whatever money was left over at the end of the year, it kept. And so the fewer claims it paid, or better yet, the more premiums it collected, the bigger that spread was, the more profit they made. Well, what happened in the early 80s was the business owners started keeping their own statistics and saying, hey, you insurance companies are ripping us off, you know. You only paid this much out in claims, you collected this much in premiums, you're really squeezing us, and we don't like it. And so what has happened nowadays is the insurance company has turned into a claims processing business. And so if they pay a dollar in claims, then they get paid 10 cents in fees. So now the bigger the bill is, the bigger the profit is for the insurance company. So the insurance company no longer has a competing objective that competes with the objectives of the hospitals and the insurance companies, or pharmaceutical companies. The hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, and insurance companies, basically all of them, have the same financial objectives. And so the insurance company may deny claims or this or that or try to increase their profit around the edges, but in the main, their financial incentive is no longer to hold down health care costs. So the insurance companies do not need to hold down health care costs in order to make a profit anymore. And so that has changed everything. So now when the insurance company executives sit down and talk with the pharmaceutical executives, the conversation is very much different. And so when the pharmaceutical company says, hey, we have financial goals we have to meet, we need you to use XYZ amount of our drug, the insurance company can say, okay, we're gonna okay so many claims per year of your drug, and then after that, you know, we're gonna get a little difficult about it, whatever. So no longer can the patient count on the insurance company to weigh in on his behalf at the negotiation tables and say, hey, I want you guys to back off. This is too much drugs, you know, it's messing up my budget. So the incentive that the insurance company has is an incentive that leans towards the murder of the patient or the over-medication of the patient. And that's really, that's been a stunning change in the kind of the lay of the land. So what really takes for an individual to understand this knowledge and take action on it is to really break free of the social pressure and say, you know what, I really want to live.
Wow, thank you, Dr. Daniels. And once again, guests, you can call in if you have any questions to 914-338-0695. Now, Dr. Daniels, can you tell us a little bit about psoriasis basics?
Yes, and psoriasis basically is a skin condition. It is not believed to be contagious, and it produces red, dry plaques of thickened skin. And the dry flakes and skin scales are thought to result of rapid dividing and proliferation or increase in number of skin cells. And it's felt that this is triggered by an abnormal lymphocytes from the blood. And so psoriasis commonly affects the skin of the elbows, knees, and scalp. And so that common thing we call dandruff, for many people it's a form of psoriasis. Now, some people have mild psoriasis, and that's these rashes over like 1% or 2% of their body. And a lot of them don't even realize they have a skin condition, which actually is okay because psoriasis is not deadly. And other people have severe psoriasis, which covers more than 10% of their body. And it can go from 10% of their body all up to all of their body covered with thick, red, scaly skin. And so it's considered a non-curable, long-term, chronic skin condition. And it has a variable course, and generally gets worse in the winter months.
Okay, so what is psoriasis?
Psoriasis is a harmless, non-deadly skin condition. And so the real consequence of psoriasis, especially when it's severe, is people have social embarrassment, they have job stress, because even though it's not contagious, maybe their coworkers think they have cooties, they have emotional distress, and other personal issues because of the appearance of their skin.
Perfect. And those guests, again, to remind you, you can call in if you have any questions at 914-338-0695. And for those who just joined us, you're listening to The Break Radio, and this is Rainbow Soul Healing with Dr. Daniels. Please visit Dr. Daniels at vitalitycapsules.com/find out to find out your risk for murder by medicines. And today's topic is tribulation of psoriasis. Now, I understand you have some analysis of common facts about psoriasis put forth by the medical community themselves.
Yes, and this is really important because this is what doctors are taught in medical school, this is what patients are taught, and so what I'm going to do is take a look at these, what's being presented as fact, and just apply some critical thinking to this. All right, so the first one, fact, is psoriasis is not contagious. Okay, fine. Some research has been done. If you determine that if I touch you and you've got psoriasis, I'm not going to get it. All right, so it's not contagious. Next, psoriasis is a chronic, that means it takes place over a period of time, inflammatory skin disease. Okay, that sounds fair enough. Then psoriasis, they've observed, gets better and worse spontaneously and can have periodic remissions. So it can go away, nobody knows why, and it can come back, nobody knows why. And psoriasis is currently not curable. Now, that is not a fact. That's conjecture. It may be a fact that doctors are not able to cure psoriasis. And that certainly appears to be the case. And they also say psoriasis has no known cause. This is presented as a fact. And I think the fact would be that doctors don't know the cause of psoriasis. So doctors are not able to cure psoriasis, and doctors do not know what causes psoriasis. Okay. Another fact is the tendency towards developing psoriasis is inherited in the genes. Now, this is clearly inconsistent with the observation that psoriasis gets better or worse spontaneously because your genes don't change. Your genes don't change to better or worse. Now, genes can turn on and turn off, and what causes them to turn on and turn off is environmental factors. So, if psoriasis is truly genetic, and if it goes away all by itself but comes back, what that means then is the actual rash of psoriasis can be cured, even if the genetic makeup stays the same. So what really needs to be discovered is what causes psoriasis to go away all by itself. What causes it to come back in terms of environmental factors, whether it's diet or whether it's the weather, and to manipulate these factors. The next thing is psoriasis is controllable with medication. Well, we know it's not well controlled with medication. Maybe it's controllable. Maybe they have medications where it's accepted to prescribe these medications for psoriasis, but the effectiveness of these medications is not great. Next, there are many promising therapies, including newer biological drugs. This is seriously opinion. And so promising therapy, what does the therapy promise? And so these are things that are in the research phase. They haven't been revealed to doctors, certainly not to patients. And so we really don't know if these therapies are going to be effective. Again, if there are anything like the therapies before them, we can expect that they will not be especially effective. And future research for psoriasis is promising. Well, again, this is conjecture. So the fact that it's a promise, I mean, there you go, it can't be a fact. And so there's a lot of hope out there around psoriasis, but there's very little factual benefit or benefit from medical therapy. So no cause is known by the medical community. No cure is known by the medical community. It can get better and worse spontaneously. That's very important, the word spontaneously, because it doesn't get better with medication or therapy. It gets better by itself spontaneously.
Thank you, Dr. Daniels. And for those who are just joining us again, you're listening to The Blake Radio, and this is Rainbow Soul, and this is Healing with Dr. Daniels. Please visit vitalitycapsules.com/find out to find out your risk for murder by medicine. Now, Dr. Daniels, specifically, can you give our listeners the rundown on medical therapies for unrelated diseases that cause or worsen psoriasis?
So we have some callers here. Do we have time to take a couple of calls?
Yes, this would be a perfect time to take a call.
Okay.
What do you want? You don't want to
Hi, get your name?
Is that your dad? Hello?
Hi, is this
caller?
This is a...
Well, let me...
Caller, you're on the line with Dr. Daniels?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the line with Dr. Daniels.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. This is Miriam Snyder in New York. Just wanted to come in and say hello and thank you for this great information.
You're welcome, Miriam.
And, yeah, I'm not familiar with cirrhosis, but I wanted to get your program on arthritis because that's what my mother suffers from. So, cirrhosis is of the skin, right?
This is psoriasis, and it is of the skin. And go to vitalitycapsules.com/find out, and you can shoot us an email, and we'll send you the link to our prior program on arthritis.
Oh, okay. Now the one you're talking about tonight is a skin disease?
Yes.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with the mole, the dark, those dark pigmentation things that can go on your ankle or your leg?
No, nothing at all. Totally separate.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm listening. I just called in. Just wanted to say hello, so I didn't even hear. What is psoriasis, in a nutshell?
Oh, no, we're going to be talking more about that, so just hang on and keep listening.
Okay, we'll do. If I have a question,
right.
What do I do? Star 1?
No, you just call back in. Or, yeah, just, why don't you try star 1? That's good.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Okay, we got three more callers. You want to, let's try another one.
Let's take one more, yes.
Hello, caller, you're on the air?
Are you talking to me?
Yep.
Caller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was just to listen into the show. I didn't want to disrupt you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no
problem.
Those
are my friends. I told my friends to support you. That's it. We're just listening.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I have a question.
Yes.
Does psoriasis, do you need to drink a lot of water? Does that help?
It doesn't hurt. But drinking a lot of water alone is not going to solve the problem. Psoriasis is a little more deep-rooted than that. However, I actually had a patient. She was one of the laboratory people that came to my office to pick up supplies. And one day she decided, what the heck, I'm going to make an appointment for a physical, which she did. And so I did a complete physical exam. And she said, hey, doc, I have this thing right here. And with psoriasis. And I said, really, how long have you had that? She said, just forever. And it just seems to stay there. I looked over her chart and found that she was allergic to penicillin. I said, you know what? They put a lot of penicillin in dairy. And it might be that you're getting a very low levels of penicillin continuously. Why don't you stop your dairy and see what happens? She stopped her dairy, and boom, it went away. And so a lot of psoriasis is a low-level sensitivity to something that you're eating. And so it can be basically an inflammatory response. And dietary intervention has really been of just incredible help to people with psoriasis. I have another patient who is, she has psoriasis over like 40% of her body. That's a lot of psoriasis. In fact, she would be in the category of severe psoriasis. And she cured her psoriasis by not eating any dairy, not eating any wheat, and going on a largely vegetarian diet.
So basically it's an allergy to something like food, as you say?
Really, chemicals in the food a lot of times. So in this case, this person didn't have a milk allergy. She had an allergy to the low levels of penicillin in the milk.
Mm. Good to know.
Yes, a lot of times you're eating something and maybe you think you're allergic to milk, or maybe you think you're allergic to peanuts or something. But peanuts, maybe you're really allergic to the aflatoxin on the peanuts. Or with milk, maybe you're really allergic to the antibiotics in the milk. And so that's a lot of what's going on with psoriasis and why it's so difficult to treat, and why medically we've had really just about no luck with it. Because the medical model is, let's add something to cure what's going on, as opposed to let's take away what's causing it. And when I first started doing natural stuff, that was the biggest reversal in my thinking. So in medical school, it's always, okay, let's give the patient something that's going to make them better. Whereas once I started doing more natural stuff and educating myself, was, wait, let's take away what's making the person worse.
So is there a holistic remedy one can utilize?
Yes. We're going to talk about those later on the show after we talk about how people die from psoriasis.
Okay. Let me let you go on with the show then.
So hang in there, and we're going to cover that for you.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Okay, Dr. Daniels. Now, could you give our listeners the rundown of medical therapies for unrelated diseases that can cause or worsen psoriasis?
Absolutely. This is a real shocker. Now, you got to understand that nobody dies of psoriasis. It's just, that's just not the way psoriatics die. They do not die of psoriasis. And so, the thing to look at here is what causes psoriasis. The medical community in its literature, talking to doctors, says there is no cause of psoriasis. We have no idea what causes psoriasis. But then if you look up the special edition of the PDR, Physician's Desk Reference, look up the side effects division, it says there's a whole list of drugs that actually cause psoriasis. For example, drugs for ulcerative colitis like Aprezo and Acicol cause psoriasis. And doctors are told that there's a strong association between ulcerative colitis and psoriasis, and they believe the same thing causes both. However, if you take an ulcerative colitis patient and give them standard therapy for ulcerative colitis, this standard therapy actually causes psoriasis. Next is Alzheimer's. The drugs for Alzheimer's also cause psoriasis. And some hypertensive drugs like Acicol, which is a delayed release, Bisbestolic is a beta blocker, and that's an antihypertensive drug. And then we have Camporol, which is a drug that treats alcohol dependence. And if you look in the medical literature, they'll tell you that alcohol intake causes psoriasis. Well, is it that, or is it the Camporol that the alcoholics are given to help their alcoholism? And then we have the SSRIs, which is the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, like Celexa, which causes psoriasis. And then the therapies for ovarian cancer cause psoriasis. Multiple sclerosis therapies cause psoriasis. More SSRIs, like Effexor, causes psoriasis. Seizure medicines, like Gabatril. Vaccines cause psoriasis, like Gardasil, which is one that they're now trying to make mandatory. And Gardasil creates psoriasis in 0.1% of everyone who takes it. That doesn't sound like a lot of people, but when you're making the vaccine mandatory for millions of young children, well, you're going to notice a lot of psoriasis. And then Gleevec, common cancer therapy, also causes psoriasis. And if you're getting treated for AIDS, a lot of the AIDS drugs and hepatitis C drugs, like, you know, Penglintron and Intron and Norvir also cause psoriasis. And so we're told that, oh, it's a big association between people with, who have AIDS and psoriasis. Well, they're taking drugs that cause psoriasis. And then there's another drug, Provigil, which is given to treat daytime sleepiness, like someone works a night shift, for example, or someone is sleeps during a daytime because they have sleep apnea and they're not getting their sleep at night. They can take Provigil, which will give them psoriasis. If they have Parkinson's, they can take Rayquip, which is a Parkinson's medication that causes psoriasis. And if they have amyotrophic sclerosis, which is a muscle wasting disease, they can take Relutec, which gives them psoriasis. If they have schizophrenia drugs like Seroquel cause psoriasis. Rheumatoid arthritis drugs cause psoriasis. And shockingly, glaucoma drugs. So someone can take a glaucoma medicine and put one drop in their eye once or twice a day and get a total body outbreak in psoriasis. And again, remember, psoriasis is incurable, right? It's incurable, and it's forever. So that's really shocking. And then, if that's not enough, psoriatane, which is a treatment for psoriasis, causes psoriasis. Enbrel, treatment for psoriasis, causes psoriasis. So there's lots of drugs that cause psoriasis, and that is really a huge, huge issue. And if you take into account the number of people taking all these drugs, that's a big part of who has psoriasis. And so I would say to anyone out there, if you have psoriasis, to definitely, you know, take a look at your medications, because there might be one you're taking that is contributing to your psoriasis or even creating your psoriasis.
Perfect. And I want to remind everybody that just tuned in to us today. You're listening to Blake Radio, and this is still on Dr. Daniels. And today's topic is the tribulation of psoriasis. Now, Dr. Daniels, can you give us a little bit of information about psoriasis therapies themselves?
Yes. One surefire indication that the medical profession has no effective therapy for a disease is when a disease has so many therapies. And for psoriasis, there's really no fewer than like 20 therapies. And so this is truly what they say, a disease with no cure. And so they're literally throwing the kitchen sink at it. Well, let's take a look at these therapies. Now, first of all, the therapies go from, like, mild to severe in terms of the type of arthritis that they're recommended for. So someone who has very few or very little psoriasis, they'll generally use topical corticosteroids. And steroids, even though they're topical, even though they're on the skin, they are absorbed. And when they're absorbed, they cause a lot of issues. Issues like heart attacks, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, swelling of the face. And so these things are really, even though they're handed out like candy. And say, oh, you have psoriasis. Here's a steroid cream. The steroid cream can really change your life. Then there's topical retinoids. A retinoid is basically a variation of vitamin A. Now, the retinoids, like all medications, have a fair number of side effects. And the issue with retinoids is that they are synthetic retinoids. This is not natural vitamin A or even the precursor to vitamin A. And so, obviously, if you have psoriasis, taking a vitamin A supplement would make a lot of sense. Next is there are special inhibitors that inhibit the body from making white cells, white blood cells. Of course, white blood cells form the foundation of your immune system. So, obviously, a drug that prevents you from making white blood cells that guard and protect your body, it's going to have some implications. And so one of these is Prograf, another one is Elidel. And these disrupt the activation of T cells. So now you have T cells running around, and they're inactivated, so they can't really do anything. I mean, you might as well have AIDS or something. And, of course, these drugs have implications. So Prograf, for example, greatly increases a person's chance of having a heart attack. And heart attack is, believe it or not, number one cause of death for people who have psoriasis. And that's really actually shocking. Then there's vitamin D analogs. Again, keyword here is synthetic, and that would be Dovenex. And then there's salicylic acid, which is, again, it's a cream, a derivative of aspirin, and it's anti-inflammatory. And in coal tar, a petroleum derivative, basically from gasoline, also is anti-inflammatory. And then, of course, there's moisturizers that reduce itching. But all of these don't cure the disease, don't make the rash go away. And there's ultraviolet light, where you can go to phototherapy to your doctor's office anywhere from one to several times a week. And they even combine the light box therapy, which is ultraviolet, with coal tar. They combine the phototherapy with sorolene, which the pill that you take activates certain parts of your skin, so the ultraviolet is more effective in killing the white cells. They even use laser, excimer laser, where they laser the skin. And this just destroys tiny blood vessels that cause the visible rash. But again, it does nothing for the actual disease itself. There are more things like the sorotane, which you mentioned before. And sorotane not only worsens the psoriasis, but it increases a person's chance of dying from a heart attack. So this is really a big issue, and it causes birth defects. Then there's methotrexate, cyclosporine, which suppresses the immune system, hydroxyurea, which is, HAEL is a great drug because it can be mixed with other drugs without, and the patients still survive it. And then there are immune modulators like the Enbrel, Remicade, and Amivivra. And these three are widely used, and each one of them greatly increases a person's chance of having a heart attack. And then, of course, there's thioguanine, which causes birth defects. So the shocking thing is that these drugs have taken a non-deadly disease and converted it into a deadly disease.
I got you. So the thing is, now, what diseases are people with psoriasis at risk for?
Well, they're at risk for heart disease, which I mentioned, which is basically a complication of the Enbrel, the Remicade, the Amivivra, the sorotane, and the steroids. And they're also at risk of type 2 diabetes, which is a definite complication of steroid therapy, which is widely used in psoriatics. And they're also at risk of obesity, another complication of steroid use. And so people with psoriasis, if they don't start out with these conditions, they develop these conditions from the drugs themselves.
Now, does psoriasis affect the life expectancy of individuals?
Absolutely. The life expectancy of psoriatics is actually divided. If you have mild psoriasis, which is psoriasis over, say, 3% or less of your body, then your life expectancy is actually not affected by your psoriasis, not affected at all. But if you have moderate to severe arthritis, which is, psoriasis, which is over 10% or more of your body, then you're going to have four times the mortality. In a particular study done by some people from the University of Pennsylvania, they found people who had severe psoriasis died at four times the rate in their study than people who did not have psoriasis or who had mild psoriasis. So the life expectancy is shortened by about 5 years, 4 to 5 years. And this correlates with medication use. So in other words, the medications I mentioned above are medications that are going to be used with people who have severe, moderate to severe psoriasis. And so it's very likely, and the investigators did mention that they mentioned the possibility that this increased death might be due to the drugs more so than the extra psoriasis itself.
May I ask another question?
Yes.
I noticed that some doctors use steroids to try and cure it. What are your thoughts on that?
It's the steroids that cause the heart attacks, the type 2 diabetes, and the obesity. And it's the steroids that contribute greatly to the death rate, the premature death rate. In fact, in the study, that's what they found, that the steroid use was tied with narrowing of the coronary arteries and heart attacks and death. And so we're taught in medical school
that the steroids also put a lot of weight on you.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they put a lot of weight on you and make your face puffy, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a chipmunk. So,
but it doesn't help, really, with the condition?
No.
Because I have a mild case, and they say Federazil. What's your thoughts
on that? And they
say
what?
Use Federazil.
Federazil. I'm not familiar with that particular one. Is that a cream steroid or?
It's a tablet, but the tablet form.
Oh, a tablet steroid. Okay. The steroids have all gone generic, and so there's like it's the same thing, prednisone steroid, but it goes with different names. It's a pretty bad idea, and the reason it's a bad idea is because in addition to what I've already mentioned, it also dissolves your bones. So it turns your bones to basically dust and makes it more likely that you're going to need hip replacement. It gives you cataracts when you need your eyes, your eye lenses replaced, gives you mild diabetes, mild hypertension. And if you're on steroids for a certain length of time, you're absolutely going to get each and every one of those complications. Now, when I was in medical school, these were presented to me as, well, your patient could get this, well, they could get that. But over the years, a new patient would come to my practice, and they would say, well, I had XYZ autoimmune disease, and I was taking prednisone. I said, really? How are things going? Well, you know, I guess you're okay. Do you have any steroid complications? Well, not really. I said, wait a minute, have you had your cataracts removed? Yeah, I had cataracts removed. Have you had borderline hypertension or hypertension? Oh, yeah, I had that. Have you had hip arthritis? Oh, I had my hips replaced. And you can go down the list, and it's just so predictable. So that's where it leads, and that's where it's going. And it's a one-way, it's a narrow one-way road. And as doctors, what we're trying to do is every time a patient on steroids has one of these complications, is, oh, my God, surprise, I can't believe it. Or to say, well, you know, the heartbreak of psoriasis is so severe that, of course, it's worth getting a new set of hips, new lenses in your eyes, diabetes, and dying sooner.
My goodness.
Now, Dr. Daniels, has anyone ever died from psoriasis?
There are no documented deaths from psoriasis. None. But people who have moderate to severe psoriasis do die in large numbers, and they die from heart disease is the big thing that does them in, heart disease and diabetes. And again, that's an earmark of prednisone complications.
And we'll take a quick station recognition break. For everybody that is listening, you're listening to the Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, and this is Healing with Dr. Daniels. Please visit vitalitycapsules.com/ to find out your risk for murder by medicine. Now, Dr. Daniels, can you sum up the tribulation of psoriasis for us?
Yes, the tribulation of psoriasis is that people are afflicted with a very annoying, I do mean annoying, and disfiguring illness that is not fatal, but they are confronted with therapy that is fatal. And because of the discomfort of this disease, it pressures them with a feeling of desperation where they submit to this therapy that is so damaging and so deadly. Now, we didn't talk much about alternatives, but I'd like to mention some alternatives and what I have found has worked. Okay, something as simple as getting the antibiotics out of your life. And way back when, in the dark ages of 1990-something, most of the antibiotics were in the dairy, pretty much. But now we have antibiotics really throughout the whole meat chain. So we've got antibiotics in the eggs, in the chicken, in the pork, in the beef. And so it's difficult to avoid the antibiotics, but that's number one, is to avoid chemicals in your food that were put in your food before you even buy it. And the best way to do this, if you have psoriasis that is so severe that you are taking medications for it, then it can literally save your life to just take the time to Google chemical-free meats, chemical-free dairy, or just give it up. Just say, you know what, I'm not eating this stuff until I can find a source of clean food. And clean food means animals that have been raised without steroids, without antibiotics, have been fed a feed that's not genetically modified. So if you can get those three things, you're doing pretty good. So that's your basic meat dairy issue. Personally, if I had psoriasis that was bad enough where I wanted to take something for it, that's where I would start. I would get rid of those things. The next thing to do is do not, under any circumstances, eat what's called, I call it, fake food. So in other words, if you say, well, I'm not going to eat any meat, don't start eating fake meat or imitation meat. If you say, well, I'm not going to eat dairy, don't start eating fake milk of any kind. So in other words, none of this oat milk, soy milk, almond milk, rice milk, you name it. Don't even get started, because that stuff can be inflammatory and can put you in a place you don't want to be. So that's the next step. The other thing is, anyone who has psoriasis, if you have the seasonal variation where in the summer it's not so bad, but in the winter it's like really flaky, it's peeling, it's bothering you, then you might want to consider taking a quarter cup of flax seed, soaking it in one cup of water overnight, stir it up, and drink it the next morning. And what this does is it gives your body the omega-3 fats it needs to literally repair your skin. So that's something that makes a huge difference. So just adding the flaxseed, many people I've talked to who have psoriasis, like in the North Country, like Canada, just doing that one little change just cleared it up, boom. When they stop their flaxseed, of course it comes back, but it's better to be hooked on omega-3 fats, which is your body requires them anyway, than to be hooked on prednisone or a drug that's going to kill you. Better to take a healthier food that's going to actually help heal your whole body. And I also like to invite people to go to vitalitycapsules.com/find out to find out their risk of murder by medicine. So that's another thing with natural approaches. So there's supplements people can take, definitely omega-3 fats, and I recommend the whole flaxseed. I don't recommend flax oil. And then cleansing is important, which means getting the waste out of the colon. And it's not because the waste in the colon is causing the psoriasis, but it's the waste in the liver that's causing the psoriasis. And you can't clean out the liver until you clean out the colon first. So you've got to clean out the colon, the small intestine, then you can work on the liver. And the liver, you can work with a lot of herbs you can use to help with that. But again, if you just start with your meats, your dairy, your processed packaged foods, if it comes in a box or a bottle, then, you know, you just, it's not on your list of things to eat. And so people who are confused about that, they can get my series of healing cookbooks, which are available at my site, vitalitycapsules.com. I'd also like to do a little disclaimer. All the information I've given is for, of course, information purposes only. It's not medical advice, not designed to diagnose, cure, or in any way heal any disease. Just information. People can use it as they wish. And, of course, I offer no guarantees of anything. Now, we have some callers on. I just want to check if anyone has a question. They can. I think there might be some way they can click and let me know. And we can answer those.
They can merely talk.
Oh, okay. So anybody has a question, can speak up.
As long as their mic is red, they can talk.
Oh, okay. So we have a bunch of red mics here. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Melvin, back to you.
All right. Now, what do we have on tap for next week?
Well, next week, our topic is, could your health insurance be killing you?
Wow, that is great, Dr. Daniels. And I want to remind everybody to please visit Dr. Daniels at vitalitycapsules.com/find out to find out your risk for murder by medicine. You have been listening to the Blake Radio Rainbow Soul, and this is Helen with Dr. Daniels. I'm looking forward to the next week's topic, Dr. Daniels. This is a hot topic our listeners will want to share with their friends and family. Well, I'd like to say, until next time, Helen with Dr. Daniels.
Okay. Well, you know, we have a few minutes more, so if people have a question, they can speak up. Otherwise, we'll just sign off.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it sounds like the psoriasis is in the medication as well as vaccination.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like it's, like, painted. Because, I mean, if it's lived with you for life, then you've got to go to the pharmacy for life.
That's right.
That's scary.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like to stay away from the doctor totally and just go to a naturopath.
Well, no. You gotta be careful.
Well, I'm just
what
saying
has happened,
if you don't have complications or conditions.
No, even if you do. It turns out that even if you are convinced that you're dying, chances are you'll do better at home.
Yeah,
and that's really shocking.
That is really shocking.
Well, you could pull yourself out of it, even at a stage 4 with hemp and a good grade of hemp, and also their Gerson therapy. You know, with the juicing every hour on the hour, 8 ounces, and an apple. Just apples will do it, but they've got to be organic and pesticide free.
Yeah.
But there's ways to do it. I mean, we just, you know, it wasn't there to begin with. Just like tobacco doesn't create lung cancer. It's the stuff that's on the tobacco was sprayed because it never existed before.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Daniels. I enjoyed your show. It was really good.
Oh, you're welcome.
And how do I listen to you and have it muted? There's no way to do this?
Well, I'm just learning how to handle this board here.
Yeah.
So I could be muting everybody, but I'm not sure, how to do all this. I mean, I could just go down there. And then I don't know, once I mute you, how you can request to be unmuted.
We press number 1 to talk to you.
Oh, great. Then let me mute everybody up here.
Yeah, and then that way, because I have a baby here and I just sneezed, and I don't want everybody hearing what I'm doing over here.
Okay, so I got everyone muted. Great, thank you. Okay, so if someone, see, how much time do we have? We have 6 minutes. So if somebody wants to ask a question, then they can somehow click something.
They should be able to push 1 on their phone, and it should alert you that somebody's in queue for a question.
Oh, here I go. Here's one. No, I think, okay. Oops. Hello, this is Dr. Daniels. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, it's me again. I just wanted to know, were you planning anytime soon to do any shows on cancer alternatives and weight loss?
Yes. I'm not sure when, but we do definitely have a show planned for weight loss, and I have a great guest who can do cancer. Yep.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, because that's such a big issue, you know, keeping those pounds off. I've joined Weight Watchers, so I'll be looking forward to that show. And I just wanted to touch base. How's everything where you're at?
Everything is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. It's peaceful down here, you know, great neighbors, lots of fun. It's great.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Wow. Okay, well, maybe one day we can get together. Have you been getting my emails? Like, your invitation tonight did not have the phone number.
Oh, well, we're going to have to put that on. Thank you very much. I'll take care of that.
I emailed you, so you're not getting my emails?
I must not be getting them somehow. But
yeah,
thank you for calling in, and we'll fix that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Bye. Wait a minute.
Hi, hello, Dr. Daniels. I have a couple of questions. You know, the picture I see on the psoriasis looks pretty awful. What are the...
Yes.
I mean, I have a rash. I have a rash all over my belly, and I have for a long time. It's never been diagnosed. What is the basic of how you determine if it's psoriasis?
That's a good question. Basically, if you have a rash that's been in your belly for a long time, medically speaking, you really only have two options, eczema or psoriasis. And the two are very closely related. But if it's very mildly itchy or not itchy at all, it's most likely psoriasis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine's not particularly itchy. It doesn't look anything like what I see on the, in the internet picture. And you mentioned also a recipe for using flax seeds, and I didn't quite hear what it was.
Take a quarter cup of flaxseed. And the brown flaxseed actually are more nutritious than the gold. So a quarter cup of the brown plus one cup of water, and let it sit overnight on your countertop. Stir it in the morning and drink it.
Okay, and do that every day?
Do it every day, and what you'll notice is that your rash will start fading and healing up.
I've had colitis and Crohn's, and I've always kind of assumed it's food allergies.
You're taking therapy for your colitis and Crohn's.
I'm not taking anything.
Okay.
I refuse to take anything.
It may be allergy related, in which case you need to take a close look at your exposure. And it's nowadays, there's so many chemicals in so many places that you really have to take a pretty close look at that. You can go check out my website and just leave a little question there, and then we'll get back to you and we can explore that possibility if you want to do that.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, we have 2 minutes and we have one more question. I think we can do it. Hello?
Hi, Dr. Daniels.
Yes.
Yes. I was wondering if you could talk about the correlation between candida and psoriasis.
Oh, boy. Well,
and
yes,
maybe
how the
candida causes the psoriasis.
That's one question, how the candida causes the psoriasis, or how the same thing that causes psoriasis causes candida, or how the drugs for psoriasis cause candida. So those are three things. So how the drugs for psoriasis cause candida is the prednisone that you take for psoriasis causes candida. Then the antibiotics released throughout your food that cause allergies also cause candida as a complication of antibiotic ingestion where it kills all of your good bacteria. And so those are two ways that candida is caused by the therapy for psoriasis and by the medication for psoriasis.
Okay. I've never taken any drugs for the psoriasis.
It would be the food. It would be the antibiotics.
The food. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You're
I enjoyed
welcome.
Your show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, we have 90 seconds left. Oh, man.
Well, Dr. James, can you remind everyone about what you're on tap for next week? Real fast.
Yes. Next week is, could your health insurance be killing you? And this is a really important one not to miss. What people need to understand is once you get health insurance, you are no longer a human being. You are a covered life. And so we're going to talk about what it means to be a covered life and who owns your body and really the implications this has for your health. So next week is going to be really exciting. I think people will really like that a lot. Okay, we are going to sign off now with a little bit of music.
Thank you, Dr. Jenny.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.